Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello, Joysters, and welcome to this week's edition of Joy's very own show about pets. Thank you to Leo for providing a mighty fine morning of tunes. I'm Kevin, and joining me in the studio today is Kate and Alan. Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on? It's another Pets Aloud this week. So at the Lost Dogs Home, lost and stray cats and dogs who are not claimed at the home are abandoned for a range of reasons. One common reason is that pet owners simply underestimate the costs involved with caring for a pet.
So we see lots of cases of neglect where people obviously haven't taken into account how much it costs to own an animal. And that can be anything from dogs who need grooming, so they're matted and unkempt, up to animals who really need veterinary treatment that their owners haven't been able to provide.
So how much do you think it costs to adequately care for a dog or a cat per year? You may be surprised. So in today's program, we'll check out ways to meet these costs without putting a hole in your pocket. Hit both upfront costs and hidden costs involved in caring for a pet.
So we want to know, how much do you spend a year on your pet, and what would you say is the main expense?
Pets Aloud, have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Don't forget, you can also SMS us on 0427-JOY-949 or give us a call, 1300-JOY-949. Also coming up on Pets Aloud today,
the Dog Lover Show kicks off on May the 3rd, and we have two double passes to give away. So keep your ears glued to the speaker throughout the program for your chance to win.
We also hear from David Chen, organiser of World Record Dogs Day at the Melbourne Showgrounds coming up later this month.
And at the tail end of the program, as always, we have pooch-friendly social calendar, dog dates.
Right now, though, this one's going out to Kate and to Oslam, who isn't here, but it's a bit of Ricky Martin with Living La Vida Loca. You're on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy at 94.9.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is time for the Pets Aloud News Wrap. Now listen closely because there will be a test after this. All right, not a test, but a giveaway. But, you know, it is. We will be looking at our Pet of the Week in a moment. But for now, it is time to look at the news and events from last week. Now, Kate, we've had a very big story come out of this week.
Very big indeed. This week, Dodge, a 10-week kitten, is counting his 9 lives after being rescued from the CityLink Burnley tunnel last week. I think CityLink actually had received one or two calls earlier in the evening saying that someone had seen a kitten in the tunnel, but their cameras in the control room couldn't actually find it. And then close to midnight, they saw a car slow down and actually come to a complete stop. And it's when they saw that they actually saw the kitten on the side of the road or in the tunnel, and that they sent in two people to come to rescue that kitten.
Actually, it was two incident control things. So I think there's about 4 or 5 people who actually went out there to rescue him.
But anyway, after a bit of a standoff with the kitten, they managed to capture him, and they had to shut down 2 lanes of traffic to do that, to get to him safely. But with him in their arms, they returned to base where they called the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, the home has worked closely with CityLink for over 10 years. So once Dodge was safely back at base, we attended a call from CityLink and picked him up. And we'd like to thank the CityLink staff for their valiant effort in capturing and comforting Dodge.
Absolutely. And he's a gorgeous little ginger medium-haired kitten. However, he was covered in grease and soot from being in the tunnel or perhaps being in a car beforehand. So we had to wash him when he came into Lost Dogs Home, and he's also vaccinated, wormed, and checked for a microchip. Although Dodge has got a very gentle and loving nature, and I actually met him, he's quite personable. He's obviously been owned by someone, but he didn't actually have a chip, so we couldn't ring his owner.
So he's currently at the Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne, and we will hold him there as a stray to give his owners a chance to come and claim him. If he isn't claimed, he will be looking for a new home early next week.
Now, Dodge's story was on our Facebook page, and it has reached over 58,000 people. Now, that's quite a lot of people. example for us, you know, for reaching a big story about Dodge. It's had over 1,400 likes, 176 comments, over 300 shares, almost 400 shares now, I think it is. And we also received over 150 emails, calls, and SMSs.
And people have actually visited the home as well.
From people that want to adopt Dodge. Now, Dodge is one kitten. We have quite a lot of animals at the home, so we want everyone to sort of go out and check our website, dogshome.com, and check out all the dogs and cats that we have currently available for adoption.
This week's Pet of the Week.
And our Pet of the Week this week is a little Staffy.
It is. A little two-year-old Staffy called Betty. She's brindle and white. She's like everything that is adopted out from the Lost Dogs Home. She's desexed, she's microchipped, she's wormed, and she's been health-checked. Like all Staffies, she's bright, bubbly, likes people, really, really active. So she will need lots of attention, and she'll need controlled socialization with other dogs. She will need training, but she's a real, you know, fit, happy, people-loving dog. So she's at the North Melbourne Shelter, which is 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. You can contact us there on 03-9329-2755, and her animal ID number is 937313.
Thank you very much for that, Alan. You can check her out on our website as well, which is dogshome.com, and there will be a photo up on our Facebook as well. Now, we hope you are listening to the news wrap because we do have a bit of a giveaway. We have 2 double passes to the Dog Lovers Show. Now, the Dog Lovers Show is set to take place at the stunning Royal Exhibition Buildings from Friday, May 3rd to May 5th. And we have 2 double passes to give away to 2 lucky listeners, but there is a catch. To score a double pass, we want you to tell us the name of the very lucky gorgeous ginger kitten who was rescued from the Burnley Tunnel last week and brought to the Lost Dogs Home. You can text us in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Provide your name and membership number. Now, as always with prizes on Joy, they are for existing members who has not won a prize in over the last 2 weeks, or a new member who is, you know, going to sign up over the phone. And yeah, send us a message. Have a look. If you've missed Dodge,
You just gave the answer, Kevin.
I was going to say, if you missed the story, check out our Facebook page and just go and like it. But forget what I just said. Maybe that wasn't it. We will reiterate that. We will, you know, talk about our competition, and we will draw that at the end of the show. So definitely,
and so there is no excuse now.
There is no excuse.
We'll be inundated with calls now.
Yep.
Don't forget, we are asking about what your pet's biggest expense is as well. But you're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 right now. Let's hear from Jennifer Hudson with I Remember Me.
Hi, this is Daryl Summers. We love listening to Pets Allowed every Friday from noon.
Miss your favourite segment on Pets Allowed or want to hear an interview again? Head to joy.org.au/petsallowed to subscribe to our free podcast.
All throughout today, we are crunching the numbers on owning a pet. Now, before welcoming a dog or cat into your home, we always encourage you to assess whether your lifestyle and current finances are adequate to include the furry member of your family. We by no means want to discourage you from owning a pet. Rather, we just want you to have a realistic view on what it entails financially. Now, Kate and Alan are going to take us through some of the costs, but the upfront cost for owning a dog in the first year is estimated to be between $1,245 and $3,010. Now, guys, what does this actually entail?
Well, if you choose to buy your dog from a breeder, you can pay up to $1,500 or perhaps even more depending on which breed.
Yeah. And if you wanted, if you needed to microchip your dog or cat, and most actually pets do come microchipped, especially in Victoria, that can cost you up to $50.
Yep. And council registration, I mean, again, that varies from council to council, but for a desexed dog, it's generally around $40 to $50 and can be up to $150 for an entire dog.
Desexing for a dog?
Yeah, desexing. desexing for a male dog can cost $125.
And maybe $280 for female dogs. And worm and flea treatment's probably going to cost you something like $100 in the first 12 months.
And puppy vaccinations are $170 around about.
And if you're going to go to puppy school and basic training, you can probably be looking at $150 for that.
And if you want to get, I guess, even just a basic good quality bed, a kennel, that will cost you around $100, but you can certainly spend a lot more than that.
Yeah, and food and bowls for the first year, you know, depending on what you feed, but you could be looking at $300 to $500.
And other expenses including toys, treats, collars, car restraints, all sorts of things. things.
Now, dogs and cats are slightly different, and we will talk about how, you know, some of these costs, you can actually save some money on some of these costs. Now, the upfront cost of owning a cat is slightly lower and can possibly be between $1,355 to about $2,545, including what, guys?
The purchase price up to $1,000 for some purebreds.
Or even more. I had a client who brought a really cute purebred kitten in a couple of weeks ago, and that cost $1,500 came from Queensland. So,
wow, the travel costs as well, perhaps.
Yeah. Again, they'll need microchipping, so that's another $50.
And also, again, council registration, same as dogs, $40 to $150.
Yep. And again, similar to dogs, desexing, so $100 for males and maybe $180 for a female cat.
And, of course, you need to flea, treat them and worm them, and that would be around $100.
And vaccinations,
$170. A carry cage, because you can't just carry a cat in your arms, and a bed, around about $50.
Tray, litter, food and bowls, again, you can be looking at another $500.
And as for dogs, there's always other lovely treats that you can give them, such as toys. If you've got long-haired cats, you may have to get them regularly groomed as well. There's all, yeah. So it's actually, it's quite expensive, isn't it, when you add it all up?
Now, as you said, we don't want to put people off from, you know, obviously bringing a pet, but it is something you really need to think about. You know, often we see cases of people that just can't afford to have a pet, and that's one of the main reasons the pet gets surrendered to us. Now, the upfront cost of a cat or a dog can actually be drastically reduced by adopting.
Yeah.
Now, all adoption candidates, especially from the Lost Dogs Home and other shelters around Victoria and Australia, are microchipped, desexed, have had their initial vaccination, worm and flea treatment, and received a full health check, all of which generally adds up to about $430. Now, some of them have had extra surgery, you know, all that sort of stuff, which can get quite pricey. Now, adoption fees vary between our shelters, but from North Melbourne, you know, a dog is an adult or puppy, $300. A cat, adults are $95 and kittens are $170. Now, when you think you could be paying up to $1,500, $2,000 for a purebred animal.
And then do the desexing and then do the microchipping on top of that. It
really makes sense to risk
it. Bargain,
it's practically
it?
A bargain. Yeah.
Bargain
all you bargain hunters out there, you know, come and adopt a pet. But definitely think about whether or not you can afford to have that pet. Because, you know, you've got to think about 10, 15 years of life, everything like that. Yeah. It is an ongoing cost as well. Now, speaking of ongoing costs, we are looking at, you know, that was all the first year cost. Now, ongoing, you're looking at about $650 to look after a dog, or $720 for a cat. That's including worming and flea treatments, yearly vaccinations, vet checks, litter, grooming, toys, treats and food. Now, of course, that doesn't actually factor in some of the hidden costs. Guys, do you want to say what some of those are?
Well, I suppose ongoing training. I mean, it's good to socialise your dog in a controlled environment, and it's fun, it gets you out, but you're either going to have to join a club, which is probably the cheapest way of doing it, where you just pay membership fees, or sign up with a trainer and go on a course, which can cost you, you know, maybe $150.
Yeah, look, clubs, obedience clubs that are around, they're generally, because they're volunteer run, it's a very, it's $50 to $100 for the membership for a year.
Yeah, I did that. It was great. And they're really effective. It's good socialisation and good for the dog and for yourself, actually.
Yeah, and other short courses can cost up to, you know, $200 to $300. So definitely do your research into it, what kind of thing you want to do. What about damages?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you've got a puppy. Well, I guess
or a kitten.
Kittens can do severe damage to couches
or
and
the curtains.
Yeah. Yep. But damage to property, and, you know, you certainly, you know, I've heard someone say at first year of a puppy, it might be up to $1,000 in damage. So my Labrador, I chewed through shoes and all sorts of things when I had him.
And having gardens redesigned and re-landscaped because they've turned into lunar landscapes.
We quite had that with the Beagle when I moved into a very brand new house. Everything was landscaped in the backyard, you know, all sprinkler system put in, everything like that. She decided she wanted the sprinkler system to be pulled up and that she wanted to re-landscape the garden. So this was turf, and she's pulling up the turf to get to the sprinkler system. So in the end, I pulled it out completely. But you've got to think about those kind of things as well. Now, vet bills are another thing which need to be taken into account, which we're going to discuss right after this. But don't forget, we are running a bit of a competition at the moment. So if you can send us in the name of the kitten, I'm not going to say the kitten's name, that was rescued from the Burnley Tunnel earlier this week. It is on our Facebook page or on our website, dogshome.com or facebook.com/lostdogshome. Let us know, 0427-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You can win a double pass to the Dog Lovers Show, which we have already had in one entry and it was correct, which is great. So we are looking for a few more. Come on, guys. Send us some messages. But right now, Yeah,
it's a great event and it's lots to see there, so it's well worth going.
And right now we are actually going to hear from Jennifer Hudson with I Remember Me if I actually play the run not.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Vet bills generally take up one of the biggest slices in the pie chart of pet expenses. Naturally, we want the best for our pets and making sure they're in the best of health is paramount to us. Australians spend more on their pets' health than their own, according to an article published in The Age earlier this week.
The article stated, of the $198.2 billion in Australian household expenditure, 6%, $12.3 billion, is spent on healthcare, according to recent Australian Bureau of Statistics data. But when it comes to the $6 million we spend on our animals each year, 36.9% is forked out on our pets' health.
That's actually the $6 billion we spend on our animals each year.
So, $6
billion. So majority is being... So that's over $2 billion on vet bills each year. Now, Alan, being a vet yourself, why do you think Australians are spending up big on vet care?
Well, veterinary medicine is developing at a huge rate, so we have much more complex treatments available now to treat things which we wouldn't have been able to treat in the past. We have much more expensive drugs. It's always veterinary drugs are really expensive to get licensed because it's actually quite a small market in global terms. And I suppose people's expectations and of their veterinary surgeons and what they require are increasing all the time.
And a basic consultation is, you know, one of the initial costs that you pay whenever you go to a vet. How much does that cost? What is the breakdown? What is that covering?
So basically, a normal consultation at a general practice probably starts off at around $50 and goes up from there. But if you're seeing a vet out of hours or on a public holiday, it could be anywhere up to sort of $200 before treatment. And that people think it's expensive, but you have to remember that that has to cover all the support staff wages, so the nurses, the receptionist. It has to cover rent. It has to cover power. Vets have to invest in equipment. So new X-ray machines, the ultrasound machines, endoscopes, they all cost tens of thousands of dollars. And just like all equipment, they wear out and break down with time.
So you're getting what you pay for. You know, you're getting that really good surgery, you're getting that really good equipment and the, you know, top of the line equipment as well.
Yeah, it's like anything, you get what you pay for.
And what is the most common procedure or surgery that you actually would see at a vet clinic?
In general practice, probably the most common, or certainly the most common thing that we do is vaccinations in terms of consults, so keeping animals healthy. And the most regular surgery is obviously going to be desexing. I think in terms of disease, skin disease and things like ear infections, that's a really big one. And I think somewhere I read that makes up about 15% of all your practice. So that's a really big one.
Is that sort of that can be an ongoing cost as well?
Often people don't, you know, people think about the big bill. So if your dog breaks a leg or if it gets something like a GDV, which is twisted stomach, that can cost thousands all in one hit. But if if your dog ends up with a chronic allergy, which it has for the rest of its life, you're going to have to pay out again and again and again for that because it has to be managed. So it all adds up.
Now, is there any way that pet owners can lower their vet bills without risking the well-being of their pets?
Look, I think that's a really tricky one because, you have to follow veterinary advice and you shouldn't try and do things on the cheap. But you do get what you pay for. Often there are conditions can be managed in different ways. So often there are, I suppose, how do you put it, sort of less intensive ways of doing things.
Then the non-elective stuff can be managed.
And you should, you need to talk to your vet and actually have a realistic expectation of the outcome, and there may be various different ways of solving a problem.
And if you're not happy with what your vet has said,
you can always go somewhere else for a second opinion. And I think it's important to remember that, because you want to be confident that you're getting the right outcome.
Thank you very much for that, Alan. Some, very interesting, looking at the coverage of payments and what sort of things you were going to be looking at in vets. And, it's really interesting to know because you always think, people always say, vets are so expensive. I'm going to the vet, it's so expensive. But you don't realize that that's covering
that
so much different
stuff.
That is
just like everything else, yeah.
Absolutely. So right after this, we're going to be looking at ways to meet those costs if you are up for, a very big, expensive vet bill or anything like that. We're going to have a look at that. But right now, we are actually going to end up playing Jennifer Hudson, if I can, with I Remember Me. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Get social. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
Welcome back to Pets Allowed. You're here with Kevin, Kate and Alan. And all throughout today, we are talking about the costs behind owning a pet dog or cat. Don't forget, we do have a giveaway, Alan, at the moment as well. The Dog Lovers Show is set to take place at the stunning Royal Exhibition Building from Friday, May 3rd to May 5th. And we have two double passes to give to two lucky listeners. But there is a catch. To score a double pass, we want you to tell us the name of the very lucky, gorgeous ginger kitten who was rescued from the Burnley Tunnel last week and brought into the Lost Dogs Home. You can find that answer on our Facebook page or on our website. You can text us on 0427JOY949. Provide your name and contact number and membership number. Now remember, you have to be a Joy member, not have won anything in the last 2 weeks. And yeah, definitely go into the draw for that. We will be drawing that at the end of the show. The tickets are worth up to
$22. But yeah, it's a big good deal.
You're getting
if you win.
For free. You're getting two tickets as well. So it's great. Now, you've decided to welcome a new pet, or you might already have one. It is time to, and it is worth thinking about how you can actually meet some of the costs involved with that pet.
Okay. I think, you have to be really realistic about it and whether you can afford it. Not just those, I guess, exceptional costs that you might come across, but just, you know, it's going to add to your grocery bill every week. You know, that's extra cat food or extra dog food that you're going to have to buy.
And think about adopting. All adoption candidates at the Lost Dogs Home and any shelter in Victoria, they come microchipped, de-sexed, vaccinated and wormed and have received a health check. So that all adds up to about $430.
I mean, you're looking at, you know, $300 for a dog, that already is a saving of $130, you can do what I did, which is considered opening a high interest savings account. So making weekly deposits or monthly or whenever you get paid, just putting money aside into a bit of a puppy
just
fund.
Just in case for rainy day.
Yeah, just in case something happens or, you know, vet bills come up or you need to buy food. Like, that's another one, is separating the money for the animal out so that when you do need to get them food or a toy or something, you can go to that fund and say, okay, this is their money. So it's like putting away for your kids, really. Well, it is putting away for your kids.
Yeah, and if you end up with an unexpected vet's bill and you don't have the money to cover it, some vets often offer a service called Care Credit. So they can put you in contact with a finance company who will pay your vet bill for you at that time, and then you pay them back over an agreed period. And so that's a way of doing it if you haven't got the funds right there. Some vets are flexible and will perhaps let you pay it off over a few weeks, but most vets don't run accounts anymore because it involves too much manpower and labour, and, you know, it's just not easy. If you live in Melbourne, the Lord Smith Animal Hospital may be able to help you and let you pay treatment off over a period of time as well, so that's worth considering.
And if you have to microchip your pet, you can look out for a special microchipping day run by the National Pet Register. We do it for a discounted rate of $25, which includes lifetime registration. And some councils also work with the National Pet Register and offer discount vouchers for microchipping as well as de-sexing.
And another thing you can do as well is have friends in the industry.
That always helps. It's not what you know.
Or you do what I do and enter lots of competitions. Like, I obviously entered Cinder into trick competitions at Midsummer and at Chill Out, and I always win something from those. But, you know, you have to have some good tricks or something to do. But
not all of us have a dog like Cinder.
Wow. Joe, wish you did. But, so, you know, and I have friends that work in the industry as well, so professional groomers, everything like that, who are happy to sort of, for friends, to offer their time and say, look, I'll do it for you for free. So there's always that as well. If, you know, you have any close friends that are in the industry, hit them up, you know.
Cook them dinner one night and then, yeah.
Yeah, but even check out sort of the dog magazines that are out there as well, because they have a lot of competitions where you can win treats and things like that. So it's, you know, there's always free samples going online, everything like that. It's worth checking it out and just giving it a shot, really. Seeing what you can get, you might get something really good. Now, right after this, we're going to look a bit at pet insurance.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Hai voglia di associarti con altre donne italiane? Arcilespica Australia is a social support group for Italian-Australian women who identify as lesbian, bisexual, gay, trans, intersex or queer. Arcilespica Australia holds regular events aimed at enriching our identity as non-heterosexual Italian-Australian women. Collegamento fra donne di origine italiana. Call 0408 137 037
or online at arcilespicaaustralia.org.
On Sunday, April 28th, Joy 94.9 is heading to Bendigo for the Shag Roadshow, a sexual health and gender outreach for LGBTI youth. The broadcast is set to highlight the importance of community in relation to sexual health and well-being with a range of special guests, including Dr. George the Healthy Bear, Jason Ball, Ben Lankin, and many more. Check out our website at joy.org.au/shag for more details. In other Joy news, it's been three very, very, very long years for those who regularly tune in to Friday Drive with David and Sue. It may have seemed a lot longer, actually, but this week, Joy 94.9 is celebrating coming to terms with the team who drive us all crazy today, hitting their three-year milestone. Tune in this arvo from four and congratulate David and Sue on Friday Drive or send them a message on their social media page.
Hi, I'm Carla. You're listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Now, you may have recently started to notice more health insurance companies, animal welfare organisations and even recently supermarket chains introducing pet insurance in Australia. Now, according to Australian company Animal Council, there is an
estimated 3.41 million pet dogs or 36% of households owning a dog and 2.35 million cats or 23% of Australian households owning a cat.
So of this 5.76 million pet, cat and dogs, only 5% are insured, and that is significantly lower than levels that you would find in the UK and the USA, where this has all been really popular for years.
Now, Alan, coming from the UK yourself, why do you think that is?
I think people are realising that vet bills are expensive and that they can be hit with unexpected bills. And I think people also have a closer relationship with their animals and expect more from vets and are happy to pay more for more involved treatments than maybe the case 20 or 30 years ago.
Do you think the level of attention to pets is relatively new in Australia as well?
Well, I think perhaps pets traditionally in Australia were more outdoor animals.
Whereas dogs, yeah, and things, yeah.
Sort of farm animals. And I think Australia becoming an urban nation is probably a more recent thing. And I suppose being an urban nation, you have your animals closer to you.
That's right. They're inside with you, part of the family.
I guess the other thing is we've got many more single person households now who may choose to have a dog or cat as a companion.
Yeah.
And so because they're the only companion, they're really, really important.
Now, finding the right insurance policy for you and your pet is a complex process, so it's best that you take your time and do your research. What is the kind of things that we can look out for?
Look, you want to use a reputable and stable company, so there are big companies out there that have been doing it for a long time. I would talk to your vet, and often your vet will give you they will have experience of working with these companies and will be able to give you good recommendations. Make sure you know when the cover is effective from. Some companies will have an exclusion period, so you may not be covered straight away, and you certainly won't be covered for anything that your pet already has. You need to check that you can get continued coverage for chronic conditions. So we talked earlier about skin disease that may need lifelong treatment. You don't want to find that condition is excluded at the end of the first period. And also check if you're covered when you're away from home, if you're on holiday.
And age? Is age a factor as well?
Yeah, generally the older the animal is, the more expensive it is. And so I think most companies, if an animal is over 8 years old and hasn't previously been insured, they aren't going to cover it.
Thank you very much for that, Alan. So if you do want any more information about pet insurance, you can always ask us at the Lost Dogs Home. You can find all our contact details on the Dogs Home website, dogshome.com, or visit joy.org.au and find our program page. Other things to keep in mind is that larger dogs usually have more health risks.
And larger dogs need more drugs.
Yeah. So
it's much more expensive. You know, a month-long course of antibiotics for a large dog can be quite expensive.
Oh, wow. So, and then a smaller dog, obviously, because they're smaller. Think about the excess, so how much excess you're paying, and making sure that injury and illness is covered, and if not, be prepared to pay for it as well, because, you know, you do often hear stories about people that have pet insurance, but there are some things that aren't covered.
Yeah, so make sure, if you're faced with the decision of having to pay a big bill, make sure that you're covered before you go ahead. So call the insurance company, explain the situation, and just look after yourself.
Thank you very much for that, Alan. That is questions on pet insurance. Now, we are still running our giveaway. We will draw it towards the end of the show, but we are looking to give away a double pass, two double passes to the Dog Lovers show from Friday, May 3rd to May 5th. To score this double pass, we need to tell us the name of the very lucky, gorgeous ginger kitten who was rescued from the Burnley Tunnel last week and brought in to the Lost Dogs Home. You can find this information on our Facebook page or on our website, dogshome.com. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, we're going to hear from David Chen, who is a director of the charity nursery and event manager, who's organising a big day called the World Record Dogs, which you might have heard a little bit about on Joy already. Right now, though, a little bit of Kylie with Confide in Me. This is Pets Allowed with Lost. Welcome back to Pets Allowed with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Now, not one, but four world records are set to be broken this month on Sunday the 28th at the Melbourne Showgrounds for the World Record Dogs Day. And it's all for a good cause. Oslam caught up with charity nursery and event manager David Chen, who also volunteers at the Lost Dogs Home.
We regularly see you volunteering at the home, and I understand it was whilst you were taking one of our shelter dogs for a walk that you came up with this idea.
Yes, that's right. Walking your dog, as a lot of the dog owners would attest to, is when crazy ideas and inspirations come. One of the volunteers said, I think she read in the news that the world record for the largest dog obedience class was 390. And I basically said, well, that's not that many. We can get 500 at least. So that was when she said, well, you should do something for it, David. And that was when she said, yes, I'll get back to you.
And it flowed on from there. So basically, for the event now, you'd not only have the category for the largest dog obedience class, that's you've right. also got three other categories.
Yeah, the idea is to have a few other categories so that it could appeal to other dog owners to come through the date.
There's the most dogs wearing bandanas.
That's right.
The biggest dog massage session. Mm-hmm. And pet owners can get involved in the most faces painted like dogs.
That's right, yeah. So we're going to have a few face painters on board during the event. And that's just not for kids either, so adults are quite welcome to get into that as well. And there's actually no world record at the moment for that category. So even if we get sort of 10 to 15 people, but hopefully, obviously, we want to get as many as possible, we'll make it harder for the next challenge.
And the biggest dog massage session, is that going to be a new one as well?
That is also a new one. So that can't be found on the Guinness World Record site as well. And that one, we are basically getting together a few dog massage specialists, which is up-and-coming pet industry area as well. A lot of dogs, especially older dogs and recently injured dogs, are getting sort of dog massage done, and they're finding it's obviously benefiting their health for their dog. So that one should be informative as well as entertaining, hopefully.
And the bandanas? Has that been done before?
And then, again, that's a new one. So three of these categories are actually new ones. So bandanas on dogs has been used in a lot of events. For example, Oscar's Law, mm-hmm. they promote a bandana to promote their cause. Mm-hmm. So we thought it's a good way also to get the other animal welfare groups on the day involved as well, because mm-hmm. they can be selling bandanas to raise money for their cause. So it's quite an easy one to do as well. You don't really have to get your face painted, get into too much trouble. You just put a bandana around your dog and around yourself as well, if you want to look the part.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's going to be a lot of obedient dogs wearing bandanas that are quite relaxed after a massage with owners face painted like them.
I actually didn't think of it that way, but you've summed it up.
So what can punters expect on the day? What's in store apart from attending the world record categories?
Okay, so we're going to have some other family entertainment. So there'll be a few roving entertainers moving around the place. And we're going to have animal petting and feeding as well for the kiddies. And given there's 40 exhibitors as well, there's going to be a lot of dog and pet service businesses around where you can find out information. And also a lot of the welfare groups are holding raffles and prizes for us to draw as well. So plenty of things going on.
That was David Chen, Lost Dogs Home volunteer and event organiser of the first World Records Dogs Day, which we will cover in Dog Dates a bit later. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home.
At Instant Laser Clinic, we specialise. Instantlaserclinic.com.au. Joy sponsor.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
This is time for dog dates. So the first dog date that we're going to be looking at is Saturday, April 27th. Northcote Obedience Dog Club Incorporated is having their 25th birthday, celebrating with a dog's big day out. It is from noon till 3pm in Elphington Park, Lower Meadow Parkview Road in Elphington. Members and non-members are all welcome. There's going to be some obedience demonstrations, agility demos, rallyo, and also possibly Melbourne Canine Freestyle. We're going to be there. Me and Cinda are doing some performing.
And as we just heard, on Sunday, April 28th, is World Record Dogs Day, where they hope 1,000 dogs or more will come together to break world records for charity. The Lost Dogs Home will be there, of course, along with the National Pet Register. So please come and say hi. Maybe pick up a free ID tag if you haven't got one. It is running from 10am until 4pm, Sunday the 28th of April. We're at the Melbourne Showgrounds, Epsom Road, Ascot Vale. Register for $19 per adult. Dogs and kids are free. If you want to find out more, go to the website worldrecorddogs.com.
Also coming up is Wyndham Pet Expo 2013, which is at Wyndham Civic Centre. That's 45 Princes Highway, Werribee, Victoria. It's from 10am to 3pm, and National Pet Register will be there as well. Microchips cost $25, and you need to register at petregister.com.au.
Now, this does bring us to the conclusion of the show and our giveaway, which was for two tickets to double passes to the Dog Lover Show, which is running from Friday the 3rd to Sunday the 5th of May at the Royal Exhibition Buildings in Carlton. And drumroll, please. The winners are Gary and Simon. So we will be in touch with you guys. Thank you so much for all of your entries. But, you know, Gary and Simon did win. Thank you for listening to the show. We will be back next week, where we're going to be talking a bit about working dogs. And we're also catching up with Dr. Katrina Warren to talk about her appearance with the Wonder Dogs at the Dog Lover Show. Remember, if you want to find out anything about the Dogs Home, visit our website, dogshome.com. And don't forget about our pet of the week, which was Betty. Betty is, her ID number is 937317. And also, don't, sorry, 313. That's 937313. And also, don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.